ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹாம். பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்தியாயா செகண்ட் பாதா ஃபஸ்ட் அதிகரணம் ரச்சனானுபபத்யதிகரணம் ரச்சனானுபபத்தேஷ்ச ந அனுமானம். நவ் ஆன் வி வில் ரீட் ஒன்லி தி சூத்ராஸ் ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் பாதா ஆஃப் செகண்ட் சாப்டர் அண்ட் நாட் தோஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி ஃபஸ்ட் பாதா ஆஸ் வி டிட் இன் தி ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஆல்சோ. ஆஸ் வி டிட் இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், இன் செகண்ட் பாதா ஆஃப் சாப்டர் 2 வியாசாச்சாரியா வாண்ட்ஸ் டு ஷோ ஆல் non-Vedantic darshanas like the Sankhya and all that, they don't have logical support. And in the first chapter, it was proved that they do not have Shruti Pramanam. And first Vyasacharya takes up Sankhya darshanam, which is very close to Vedanta and its seeming support from the Veda mantras. And Vyasacharya pointed out earlier that Pradhanam does not have Vedic support. Pradhanam or Prakriti of Sankhyas does not have Vedic support. And Sankhya has pointed out that Pradhanam does not have Shruti Pramanam. Pradhanam is inert with no capacity to think. It's not sentient, it's Achetana Vastu and act in any particular manner. So the inert Pradhanam is not even managed by the intelligent Lord, because the Sankhyas do not believe in the Lord Ishvara. Even Purusha is not of any use because it is uninvolved consciousness in Sankhya. Therefore, it cannot handle or help Prakriti in evolving the creation. Pradhanam is not handled by Karma, because they say Pradhanam is Swatantram and its activity is not governed by Karma. If its activity is governed by Karma, Pradhanam cannot be called Swatantram or independent. God is not there, available Purusha is useless, Karma does not control. What does it mean then? Matter accidentally becoming the universe is their philosophy. Matter accidentally becoming the universe is the Sankhya philosophy. They introduce Pradhanam as inert. And when they talk about the role of Pradhanam or Prakriti, as though as an intelligent secretary to Purusha. Pradhanam's job is to assist Purusha in forming Dharma, etc. Although they take Pradhanam as intelligent and capable, but it is inert. And it cannot intelligently work for the benefit of Purusha also. How can an unintelligent, blind Pradhanam accidentally evolve into an universe which is to be governed, has to be controlled? This is the question posed by the Vedantins to the Sankhya philosophers. Therefore, what Vyasacharya says is, Sankhya philosophy takes the creation of universe as an accidental creation, as an accidental event. An accidental creation is not possible to form a complex universe by the inert Prakriti. For example, if you ask to paint 26 metal plates with all the 26 alphabets and drop them from the top floor of, let us say, some huge building, and I also ask you to read the letters, you put them in such a way, all 26 plates to fall in a straight line. What are the chances and how remote it is? Then I put the third condition, that not only they should fall and all the letters to fall in the same order, A to Z. We know it is almost impossible. It may be non-zero probability, but it is almost impossible. When this is the case with ordinary letter with only 26 plates of the alphabets, how is it possible that complex world, order, atoms, molecules, elements, self, jivas, all of them getting arranged in the proper order, that too by an inert, unintelligent pradhan. We didn't include in all the cosmic other elements, the various galaxies and all. This is the meaning of the sutra. So the cha further refutes Sankhya philosophy of creation. Yesterday, I concluded the talk by saying Adi Shankaracharya interprets the word cha further in his commentary, and that's what I just wanted to mention now. So with this, the sutra part is over. Now the chakara, the cha, indicates some other reasons. The Bhashyakara explains in his commentary. And Shankaracharya shows the fallacy of Sankhya's reasoning for creation. Their philosophy is given in a book called Sankhya Philosophy. Sankhya Sutras are not available. We have Sankhya Karika, I have mentioned this earlier, in verse form, where the basic Sankhya philosophy is written by one Ishwara Krishna. This name also I have mentioned earlier. It is not Lord Krishna, his name is Ishwara Krishna. He enumerates various reasons for his advocation of an independent creation. And Shankaracharya in his Bhashyam, he gives these reasons and shows the fallacy of Sankhya's view on creation. And one reason they give is Karana Karya Vibhaga Avibhaga Abhyam. Karana Karya Vibhaga Avibhaga Abhyam. What does it mean? It says in the creation, it is said that all the effects, karyas, are born out of the cause, karanam, karanat, karyasya, vibhagha, coming out, emerging out. Later, karane, karyasya, avibhagha, the effects, they all merge into cause, karanam. So separation and merger. So the separation of the effect from the cause, the karya from the karanam, and again the merger of the effect into the cause, this we see. And we find that these causes are themselves born out of further causes. Therefore, they emerge out of their causes and again they merge back. All the trees, the plants and everything, they merge into the earth. And earth has originated from water. And therefore, earth merges into water. So, akashat vayuhu vayor agnihi agnera paha adhya prithivi and all that. So, we have to then reverse back the entire thing and then water will merge back into agni. And thus, from observation, we find that all products emerge out of a cause and merge back into the cause, the karma. And if you want to extrapolate this, we can talk of one basic cause from which all effects are born and later all effects merge back into the cause, which Sankhya calls it as Mula Karana, basic cause. Therefore, Karya, Karana, Vibhaga, Avibhagabhyam, because of our observation of the effects emerging and merging back into cause, we have to infer an ultimate Mula Karanam, which should be one Karanam out of which the universe emerges and merges back. Since such a Karanam is required, we infer Pradhanam as such a Mula Karanam, which is the Parama Avadhi, ultimate limit of Karya Karana flow, according to them. This is their argument, Sankhya's argument. For which Vedantins say, wonderful, great argument. Because their argument is very correct, because they believe in one ultimate cause from which every effect takes birth and into which they ultimately merge. That is the problem. This is what? Yatova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat priyante visham vishanti. Upanishad say all of them. So what is the problem? That there should be one ultimate cause is very reasonable. But what is the reason to show that the ultimate cause should be Pradhanam? That is where the problem is. Why can't it be our Brahman or Maya? The controversy is whether it is their pradhanam prakriti or our brahman karya karana vibhaga avibhaga abhyam is legitimate reasoning to prove moola karana, but that is not final to prove that it is pradhanam is the moola karana. Tarkasya apratishthana, it is not final to establish by tarka, by this logic. And their next reason is parimitatvat or parimanatvat. Everything in the creation we see is finite in nature. Parimana. And all infinite things are products born out of another. All the finite things are products born out of another finite cause. And if the cause is also finite, then it requires another cause out of which it is born. And ultimately, you have to come to an ultimate cause, moola karana, we already said, which is not finite. Only that infinite ultimate cause can be the cause of the whole universe. The Sankhya Karika, it starts as Vedanam Parimanatam. For this Vedantins, they argue, when you say every object should have a cause because it is finite, and Vedantin asks them, what type of finitude you are talking of? Desha Parichedahava, Kala Parichedahava, Vastu Parichedahava, what kind of finitude you are talking? Limited by space, limited by time, limited by Vastu? Which is the condition for the inference or the cause? Suppose the Sankhya says, Desha Paricheda is condition, space, for inferring a cause, there will be problem. Space is Akasha. So with respect to Akasha, there will be a problem. Because you say, Akasha is a product with a cause. But we know that the space cannot be limited by space itself. Akasha does not have Desha Paricheda, because Akasha itself is born out of space. I mean, you say it cannot be limited by space itself. And therefore, Akasha should not be a product at all, because according to you, Akasha does not have Desha Paricheda. Still, you talk of Akasha as a product, even though it has no Desha Paricheda. Then can you say Kala Paricheda is there, is the condition for Akasha? To prove that an object is limited, requiring a cause. And Vedantin argues, we cannot accept that also. Because in your peculiar Sankhya philosophy, there is no principle called Kala Tattvam at all. If you remember the 24 tattvas that I enumerated in the beginning, Ka of the Sankhyas, Kala is not one. It is not included as a tattvam. Therefore, since Kala Tattvam is not in your Sankhya philosophy at all, you have no right to talk about Kala Parichedaha also. Time-wise limitation. Therefore, the second argument is also not correct. So, Desha Paricheda is not correct. Kala Paricheda is also not correct. Then do you talk about Vastu Paricheda to prove that an object is a product because it is property-wise or nature-wise limitation? Vedantins argue then that also you cannot say. If Vastu Paricheda makes something a product, the three gunas themselves have Vastu Paricheda. Sattva guna is limited by its nature of being sattva, sattvic, because it does not have rajo guna and tamo guna. Rajo guna is limited by its nature of being rajo guna, because it doesn't have either sattva guna or tamo guna. Therefore, if Vastu Paricheda makes an object a product, the three gunas themselves should be a product, then pradhanam being a mixture of three gunas, pradhanam itself must be a product. Therefore, I hope you are with me. Therefore, Vedanam Parimanat. Your argument has made pradhanam itself into a product. You are trying to argue pradhanam as a moola karanam, but pradhanam itself has become a product because of this argument. So if pradhanam itself is a product, it will require definitely another karana. And how can the pradhanam be the ultimate karana? Therefore, Vedanam Parimanatam, that reasoning also is not correct. Therefore, what are the three reasons now? Karana, Karyam, Vibhagam, avibhagabhyam pradhanam karanam is refuted. Then vedanam, that is padarthanam pariman parimitatvat parimanatvat pradhanam karanam is also refuted. Then he gives a third argument. He gives samanvayat. Sankhya Sutra is supposed to be much older than even Vedanta Sutras. So this Samanvayat, that's Tattu Samanvayat, we have got a Sutra, fourth Sutra of Brahma Sutra. So Brahma Sutra came much later. Sankhya Sutras were much earlier. So they would not have taken the Samanvaya idea from us. So this is given in Sankhya Karika. He says that the entire creation, both the inside and outside, external creation is outside means external creation is pervaded by three factors, namely sukham, dukkham, and moha. Sukha, dukkha, and moha. These three factors are inherent in the universe: pleasure, pain, delusion, confusion, whatever. And Sankhya argues that these three factors experienced in the universe are expressions of three guna, sattva guna, rajo guna, and tamo guna, only in disturbed format, not in pure format, in disturbed format. So sattva is dominant, that is, it expresses as sukha anubhava. And sattva guna is dominant, it expresses as sukha anubhava. If rajo guna expresses as dukkha anubhava, and tamo guna expresses as moha or delusion, inertia and all that. And he says, since all the three, sukha and dukkha and moha, they pervade the entire universe, or the universe is sukha, dukkha, moha anvitam jagate. Moha anvitam jagate. Sukha, dukkha, moha anvitam jagate. If you consider like that universe, in the cause there must be these three gunas also. Sattva guna, rajo guna, and tamo guna should be there. And the one difference is when they are in causal form, they are in equilibrium. And when they get activated, when they are in disturbed form, they express as sukham, dukkham, and moham. Sukha, dukkha, and moha. So in undisturbed form, they exist as pradhanam. And in disturbed form, sukha, dukkha, and moha. This is the third argument. Sankhya's third argument presented as samanvaya. They call it as samanvaya, equilibrium. And Shankaracharya points out that we cannot agree to this also. Sukha, dukkha, and moha are emotions possible only in the internal human being. They are all antakarana vrittis. They are not inherent in external inert objects. There is no pramanam to show that they are there in the objects. And if the objects have sukha, dukkha, and moha, then everyone who uses that object must uniformly experience them. Just like the heat is there in the fire, anybody touching it will feel. It is not a subjective truth, it is an objective fact. Similarly, if sukha, dukkha, and moha are there intrinsically in any object, whoever handles the object will experience those gunas. Do we find out in reality? No. On the other hand, the very same object, because of the attitude of the person, either gives sukha or dukkha anubhava. There is nothing good or bad in the creation. Therefore, the idea that jagat, sukha, dukkha, since these three are not there, jagat, sukha, dukkha, and all not there, you cannot take three gunas or the moha anvitam. Moha anvitam. That is not logical and it is unreasonable. And since these three are not there, you cannot trace the three gunas, trace them to the three gunas also. And therefore, the third argument also is not correct. And therefore, what is our conclusion? You, Sankhya, can maximum say pradhanam may be karanam, but you can never say pradhanam is the ultimate karanam. Moola karanam. And even if you come to pradhanam as the ultimate karanam, you can never say the inner pradhanam is the cause, because the inner pradhanam does not have the required intelligence to create this wonderful universe. You will have to introduce an Ishvara. Therefore, Bhashyakara means Shankaracharya. He concludes, rachana anupapattehe pradhanam na jagat karanam. Pradhanam is not jagat, jagat karanam, because rachana anupapattehe. For Vedantins, there is not at all a problem, because prakriti is managed by Ishvara, maya is managed by Ishvara. Therefore, we should remember, in this entire prakarana, we establish a vyavaharika Ishvara, other than vyavaharika jiva and vyavaharika jagat. We are not discussing here paramarthika Brahman at all. That we should understand clearly. Our argument here is what? Other than paramarthika Brahman, we require a vyavaharika Ishvara who is as real as the universe and as real as the jiva. Such a vyavaharika Ishvara has to be accepted, which Sankhya philosopher does not. Therefore, remember, even though it is called the Brahma Sutra, it talks about both Brahman in its paramarthika swarupam and in its vyavaharika Ishvara swarupam. And one should know where Ishvara is the hero and where Brahman is the hero. And here, what is our aim? We should know where Ishvara should be talked and where Brahman should be talked. When I say hero, what should be the subject? And here, what is our aim? Nirguna Brahman is the main, is not the topic. We are not talking about Nirguna Brahman here. Here the topic is Vyavaharika Ishvara other than Vyavaharika Jiva. So it is Aguna Brahman only. Let us go to the next sutra. Sutra 2. Pravritteshcha, second sutra of second pada of second chapter, 173rd running Brahma Sutra. This is also an argument in support of the previous sutra. Pradhanam cannot be the cause of the world because it is also impossible for it to have an inclination for the creation. It is achetana vastu. We said that inner prakriti cannot thoughtfully create the universe. If the creation is already programmed in prakriti, let us say, a lot of great programmers, they program the entire creation in prakriti. And this programmed prakriti creates the universe and then results also. It is that, even if the prakriti is programmed, a person is required to switch on the program. If it is off eternally, srishti cannot happen. And if it is on eternally, pralayam cannot happen. For switching off and switching on, that to create and resolve, an activating force is required within pradhanam or prakriti. It does not have self-motivating force because it is an inert principle, insentient principle, achetana vastu. Since the motive force is lacking, even if the creation is programmed, it cannot thoughtfully switch it off and on, switch it on. How the whole thing has started is a mystery. We are talking about on-off logics now because of various computer these things. The origin of creation remains one of the mysteries in science. And the problem is threshold problem. And only when organic molecules reach a high level of complexity, it can start living. Pravritti means the first motivating force. We acquire Ishvara other than Nirgunam Brahman or Chidabhasa Chaitanyam to handle the first creation. This is the essence of this sutra. So the desire or tendency to create cannot be ascribed to the inert pradhana, prakriti. An inert chariot cannot move by itself. It is only the intelligent charioteer who moves the chariot by directing the movement of the horses. Mud by itself can never create a jar without an intelligent potter. There must be a directive intelligent being or entity for that purpose. The activity must be attributed to the directive intelligence rather than to the inert matter or pradhanam or prakriti. From Sankhya. So every activity is seen as the result of an intelligent agent. Inert matter or pradhanam has no agency. Matter or pradhanam has no self-initiated activity of its own. If the objector says, I don't see the chetana vastu, our reply is what? There is no activity without ye chetana vastu, a sentient being, can call it soul maybe. Therefore, the first cause is not with the doctrine of a non-intelligent first cause, pradhana of sankhyam, it cannot be. Now, we will do a word analysis. Cha, cha means moreover, in addition. Pravrittehe, pravrittescha is the sutra. Cha means moreover, in addition. Pravrittehe, because of the impossibility of the motive force in an insentient object. Pradhanam cannot be the cause of the universe. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Pravrittehe means is the switching off and on force that crosses the threshold. Impossibility is supplied in the sutra. It is because of this absence. We have to supply the word impossibility. Because it is because of the absence of the motive force, it is impossible. It is absent because of jada pradhanam, pradhanam being inert, insentient, achetana vastu. And because of this reason, pradhanam cannot create anything. In Vedanta, we say there is motive force behind pradhanam, which we call it as Ishvara. But the Sankhyas don't accept Ishvara. And the next word, cha, is conjunction with the previous sutra. Now let us go to the next sutra. Payombu vachet tatrapi sutra, third sutra, second pada, second chapter, 174th running Brahma Sutra. So if the objector, if the Purvapakshi says, there could be self-activity of nature, and use an example, as in milk or water, we say, even there is the operation of an intelligent agent as a part of showing payaha ambuvat. So that's what it means, milk and water. As part of showing the logical fallacies in the darshanams other than Vedanta darshanam, Vyasacharya takes up some other darshanams for discussion. Here he takes up Sangya darshanam as usual. It is not having Shruti support and has been negated in the first chapter. And Vyasacharya attacks the concept of pradhanam, which is said to be the cause of creation by the Sankhyas. Pradhanam's activity is stated to be independent, purposeful, and skillful. All these three words, we should be careful because we are going to talk along those lines. Pradhanam's activity is stated to be by the Sankhyas as independent, purposeful, and skillful. All the three adjectives attributed to pradhanam is being negated one by one here. And the first adjective has been negated in the first sutra, saying the inert pradhanam cannot design and execute such a mind-boggling and complex universe. Even if you are not able to understand the nuances of creations of universe, how can the achetana and inert pradhanam can even design or execute the creation of the universe? Pradhanam does not have the skill to implement the cosmic design and creation. And having negated the skill, Vyasacharya, he has taken up the independent activity as not possible for pradhanam, for it to independently act. And he said that inert pradhanam could not have independent activity. And Sankhya raises an objection as to why the inert pradhanam cannot act independently. He's asking back. And he quotes some examples also to prove his point. An inert thing can be active without human intervention is Sankhya philosopher argument. And in support of it, he gives two examples. And the first example is milk flowing from a cow naturally. The milk is inert, and it has the natural flow to serve others. And the second example he gives is the water flowing from mountains to serve humanity. The first one is already refuted by us, that milk flowing from the cow, that milk exists in a cow which is sentient. The milk that exists in the cow, the cow is sentient being. Achetana milk is backed by chetana adhishtanam, namely the cow. It is an achetanam activated by the cow, which is chetanam. Now he says that water flows from the mountain. Mountain is not chetanam. river water which is achetanam without being assisted by achetanam flows from mountain to the plains to serve humanity without being assisted by achetanam. The first answer is temporarily accepting Sankhya's view, even though it is not acceptable to us. Now Vedantin asks the question, because achetana jalam, water, acts without being assisted by chetana intervention, can we make a vyapti, a generalization? Vyapti means generalization. Can we make a vyapti that wherever achetanam functions, it is without being intervened by a chetana thing? If you have an example for independent activity for achetana, achetana vastu, for independent activity, if you have an example. I have got some other examples where achetanam does not function independently. There is an achetana car, today's car. In those days, they took the example of a chariot. Now we say a car. It does not move on its own. And that is the reason why we park the car on the road and you come to the office or elsewhere, otherwise it will move by itself. Imagine the situation that the achetanam car starts moving on its own. The movement of the car depends upon chetana jiva behind the wheel. Achetana ratham, achetana car, they do not function without the help of a chetana jiva, a charioteer or a driver behind. Vegetables do not cook on their own and become dish. Therefore, I have equal number of examples to show achetanam functions dependently only. When you have both examples, you don't have a vyapti at all because we have got both types of examples, so you cannot generalize. Which example you will apply to Pradhanam then? If you apply your example, then I will apply my example. You do not have a clear general vyapti and anumanam cannot be applied at all. You can maximum say Pradhanam may be independently active, but you cannot have nischaya jnana. Then when you go to the Shruti, Vedantins only win. When you go to Vedas, and also in Shruti, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, Mayadhyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam hetuna anena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. With my guidance, nature, that is prakriti, gives birth to all things moving and unmoving. And by this means, the world revolves. Jagat viparivartate. The Lord intervenes in the activity of prakriti. Assuming the water functions, for example, independently, flows independently from the mountains. You cannot take that example of pradhanam because I have another example also. This is the first level of argument. I initially accepted that water functions independently, it is flowing down the mountain without the involvement of Chetana Tattvam. Even though Jiva intervention is not there, but Ishvara's intervention is there in the function of the Achetana Vastus. All inert creations function with the blessings of the Antaryami Tattvam. Antaryami Ishvara is in the waters and it functions behind the water. And it operates through the law of nature. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the Akshara Brahmanam, we have seen third chapter, seventh section, fourth mantra. Yopsutishtan adhyontareyam apona viduhu yasyapaha shariram yopontaroyam atyatyesha sa atma antaryami amrutaha. That atma antaryami amrutaha. The one who dwells in the water, yet is within the water, whom the water does not know, whose body the water is, who controls the water from within, he is the very self, the inner controller, the antaryami, the immortal. And again, Brihadaranyaka, third chapter, eighth section, ninth mantra also, it's a conversation with Gargi. Etasyava aksharasya prashasane Gargi. Surya Chandramasau Vidrutau Tishtata Etasyava Aksharasya Prashasane Gargim Dhyava Prithiva Vidrute Tishtata ఏతస్యవాం అక్షరస్య ప్రశాసనే గార్గి నిమేష ముహూర్త అహోరాత్ర నిర్ధమాస మాస ఋతవ సంవత్సర ఇతి విధృతాస్తిష్టంతి. ఏతస్యవా అక్షరస్య ప్రశాసనే గార్గి ప్రాచ్యోన్యా నద్యః స్యందంతే శ్వేతేభ్యః పర్వతేభ్యః ప్రత్యుచ్యోన్యాయాం చ దిశాం దిశాం అను ఏతస్య వా అక్షరస్య ప్రశాసనే గార్గీ దదతో మనుష్యాః ప్రశగుంసంతి యజమానం దేవ సర్వీ పితరః అన్వాయత్తాః. అట్ ద కమాండ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఇంపెరిషబుల్ ఓ గార్గీ, ద సన్ అండ్ ద మూన్, ద హెవెన్ అండ్ ఎర్త్, దే ఆల్ స్టాండ్ ఇన్ దర్ రెస్పెక్టివ్ పొజిషన్స్ flow the. So it is concluded that is the blessings of Ishvara alone that the rivers flow downwards. So we find Achetana Jalam flows with the blessings of Ishvara alone. Since one opinion is based on Pratyaksha Pramanam and another one on Shastra Pramanam, a controversial thing cannot be taken as an example. An example should be that it should be non-controversial. The rule is that the example should be accepted by all without any restriction. If you want to say, there is a vyapti for that example, generalization. Our controversy is whether Achetana Pradhanam can function independently. Achetana Jalam functions independently is not correct. We have to correct whether Achetana Jalam functions independently or not. Since water itself is controversial, first we should resolve whether the natural happenings are acting independently or not. The non-controversial thing is our vehicle. Sankhya also accepts a chariot cannot move independently. Chariot is non-controversial example. All the inert things function backed by the blessings of Achetana Tattvam, a sentient being. On the same lines, Achetana Pradhanam also functions backed by the blessings of Ishvara alone, which you Sankhyas do not accept. Finally, to say Achetana Jalam functions blessed by Ishvara behind the water may be their argument. Intelligence is perceptible in any case. They may not want to accept Ishvara, but intelligence is perceptible in any case. We do not see intelligence in principle, but we see only matter. Intelligence is an inferred awareness, and we cannot see through perception. Even after brain's death, some reflexes continue. All these things show that Jivatma stays behind the body. How can we discover Ishvara is behind water? How can we discover? Just because there is no proof of for Jiva, one cannot say that proof is not there at all. Absence of proof is not the proof of absence. Absence of proof is not the proof of absence. Absence of proof for existence of God is not the proof for the non-existence of God. Absence of proof means what? That you do not know. And it shows only your limitation. You don't see the dissolved salt in water through your normal perception. You use an exclusive pramanam, namely the tongue. Similarly, Ishvara is there throughout the creation, but you cannot sense or see Ishvara. You cannot, through logic, establish that there is no Ishvara also. Now let us go to the word analysis. పయోంబువత్ చేత్ తత్రాపి, దిస్ ఇస్ ద సూత్ర. పయోంబువత్ లైక్ ఇస్ అ కాంపౌండ్ వర్డ్, పయహ అండ్ అంబువత్, లైక్ న్యాచురల్ ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ మిల్క్ అండ్ వాటర్ ప్రధానం ఇవాల్వ్స్ న్యాచురలీ, దట్ ఇస్ బి సప్లైడ్, దట్స్ నాట్ దట్ ద సూత్ర. లైక్ ద న్యాచురల్ ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ మిల్క్ అండ్ వాటర్ ప్రధానం ఇవాల్వ్స్ న్యాచురలీ, దిస్ ఈస్ హూస్ పార్ట్, పూర్వపక్షాస్ పార్ట్. ఇది చేత్, ఇఫ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది కంటెన్షన్, నా it is not correct. Tatrapi, there is there also, there is intelligence presiding over that also. Now let us see the significance of the words. Payombhavat, the milk and water like. So the example for the independent flow without the blessings of anything. In the case of Pradhanam, the natural evolution is taken here. These are given as example for that. Chet means if this is the contention of the Sankhya, Sankhya philosopher. In those cases also, in the case of milk also, in the case of water, they do not function independently, and intelligence is there behind water and milk. Intelligence means a chetana tattvam is there behind water and milk. So non-person perception of intelligence is not non-existence of the intelligence principle. That is the point we should understand. Let us go to the next sutra. Vyatirekanavasthitehe cham anapekshatvat. This is the fourth sutra, second pada, and second chapter, 175th running Brahma Sutra. The argument in support of again sutra one is again continued here. First, let us see the general analysis of the sutra. Pradhanam cannot function independently. That's what we said. And you cannot say Purusha supports Pradhanam. You means what? Sankhya. You, Sankhya, cannot say Purusha supports Pradhanam. Purusha is absolutely useless at the time of creation. Why? Nirvikaratvat, asangatvat, and udhasina chaitanyam it is. How can that Purusha support Pradhanam? Other than Purusha, there is not even Ishvara, they accept. Therefore, Purusha cannot support asangatvat, no relationship. Ishvara cannot support abhavat, there is no Ishvara. Prakriti cannot stand on its own. Vedantin has got actually sasanga chaitanyam in vyavaharika drishti, Ishvara. Other than asanga chaitanyam, it has sasanga chaitanyam. Asanga chaitanyam is paramarthika drishti. Now let us see the word for word analysis. Cha means moreover. Anapekshatvat, since pradhanam is independent. Vyatireka anavasthitehe. Due to the absence of an external agency or support, Pradhanam is not the cause of the universe. This is the running. Now let us see the significance of these words independently. Vyatireka anavasthitehe. Vyatireka means a third factor other than those two already mentioned, namely Pradhanam and Purusha. So there is another third factor should be there other than Pradhanam and Purusha, external agency like Ishvara, that should be there. But according to it, it's not there because Sankhya philosopher does not believe in Ishvara. And Vedantins refute Ishvara at paramarthika level. At Vyavaharika level, Vedantins accept Ishvara. At paramarthika level, they don't. So there is at Vyavaharika level, at Vyavaharika prapancha, at Vyavaharika plane, they accept. This is not the case of the Sankhyas. For Sankhyans, Ishvara abhava, there is no Ishvara at all. Anapekshatvat. And therefore, Pradhanam is anapeksham. This means supportless or without a backing. Pradhanam, apeksha rahitam, and supportless. And it cannot produce a creation. Therefore, independent functioning of Pradhanam is not possible. Others to back Pradhanam is not available according to Sankhya philosophy. This is the first sutra is also over. Now let us go to the fifth sutra. Anyatra bhavacha na trinadivate. Anyatra bhava chana trinadivate, fifth sutra, 176th running Brahma Sutra. The sutra is almost the extension of the third sutra, dealing with the same topic. Here also, the Purvapakshi wants to establish jada pradhanam can have independent activity. He does not want to leave. He wants to give an example through that vyapti. And through vyapti, a generalization, he will say that pradhanam is cause of creation. Trinavat. Trinavat means like a grass. Trina. But what he intends to say is, when grass is eaten by a cow, it is converted into milk. Previously, it was milk flowing from the cow. in the previous example. Now it is grass turning into milk. And nobody plants or orders the cow to convert the grass into milk. This is the drishtanta given by the Sankhyas. Grass independently turns to milk, and so pradhanam independently transforms into the universe. It is his contention. And Vyasacharya gives his answer. He says, if the grass has the independent capacity to become milk, it should change to milk anywhere. Even in the lawn, you should get milk. It does not happen. If you say eaten grass alone turns into milk, then anybody eating grass should give milk also. The bull also eats grass and doesn't give milk. Therefore, there is no vyapti, generalization of the grass getting converted into milk. This is the general analysis of sutra. Now let us look at the word analysis. Cha, cha means moreover, in addition. Na, na means pradhanam cannot independently transform. Na means not, it's no, but we have to supply pradhanam cannot independently transform. Trinadivate, like grass and all that. Abhavat, because of the absence of such transformation, anyatra, elsewhere. So this is the running meaning. So the significance of the words are what? Trinadivate. We have to accept, I understand, like grass transforming into milk in the body of the cow. Adivate means, it means the food being converted into blood in the body of the human being. This is the example by the Purvapaksha. Our answer is what? Na. Pradhanam cannot be transferred like grass turning into milk and create the world. Anyatra abhavat. And create the world means pradhanam cannot create the world. Anyatra abhavat, because it is not taking place elsewhere in other instances. Anyatra means any other locus. Now let us go to the next sutra. Abhyugame pyartha bhavat atha bhavat. Sixth sutra, 177th running Brahma Sutra. So skillful activity on the jada pradhanam, that was refuted. Then independent activity of jada pradhanam was negated also earlier. We saw both of them. And now Vyasacharya, I mentioned these three things, independent activity, then actually this skillful activity, both. And Vyasacharya now takes up purposeful activity of jada pradhanam. That's why I mentioned all these three words are important. It should be independent, it should be skillful, and it should be purposeful. And that also is being negated here. Here he says, let us assume the first two stages are possible. Even if you assume they are possible, pradhanam cannot have purposeful activity. Even if you have to assume skillful and independent activity can be there, which is not anyway, but here he says a purposeful activity cannot be there at all. And the reason is what? Purpose always indicates intention. So there should be intended result and intended beneficiary of the result. Not only the result should be envisaged in advance. Visualization has two components. That is result of the activity and beneficiary of the activity. Therefore, visualization or intention is required for purposeful activity, and it presupposes intelligence. Pradhanam cannot visualize the activity being jada. A waterfall cannot visualize the generation of electricity, which has to be done by the chetana jivas only. The human beings will benefit by the electricity, and you cannot say it is for the purpose of the waterfall. So we make use of the electricity, and water cannot have a purpose in its mind. Result can be there for jada activity, and purpose cannot be there for inert pradhanam. Inert activity can have consequence, and it cannot have purpose. It is because pradhanam is jadam, and so it cannot have purpose. This is the essence of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. Abhyupagame, even if independent and skillful transformation is accepted in pradhanam, Since purpose is absent, it cannot be the cause of the universe, because all the three we said should be there. This is the running meaning. Now let us look at the significance of the words. Abhyubhagame means the pradhanam can skillfully and independently transform with inbuilt capacity to do such things. This is the assumption, this is not the fact. Even if you have to assume, artha bhava means even then you cannot attribute the purposeful activity on the part of pradhanam, because artha bhava, artha means purpose here, abhava being absent, both are not there in the jada pradhanam. Purposeful activity is not possible. Therefore, pradhanam is not jagat karan. All the arguments are again centered around pradhanam not being jagat karan. Now, the purposeful activity. So then Shankaracharya's argument is, Shankaracharya says, let us assume that there is purposeful activity also. So these are all various ways of arguing. And Shankaracharya's argument is, let us assume that pradhanam creates the purposeful universe. Then he asks, what is the purpose of the creation of the universe? Sankhya philosopher says, purushasya prayojana siddhyartham. Pradhanam does nishkama karma for the enjoyment of the purusha. That is what he argues. Pradhanam does nishkama karma for the enjoyment of the purusha. Pradhanam is a karta and pradhanam is not a bhokta, purusha is a bhokta. So purpose is for the benefit of purusha. So the prayojanam, Sankhya calls it as purushasya bhoga abhavartha siddhyartham. That purusha alone is otherwise called jivaha. Bhogaha means dharma artha kama and all that. Things are otherwise called prayas. Prayaha. Abhavartha means shreyas. So Shankaracharya says it is fine and your system is great. He asks, how can Purusha receive any prayojanam from Prakriti, because Purusha is defined as what? According to Sankhya's, Purusha is asangaha, asambandaha, asambandaha. It cannot be related at all. And it cannot be a receiver of any prayojanam. Purusha cannot have receiver-received sambandha, as per Sankhya philosophy, their own philosophy. Purusha cannot get moksha also, because asanga purusha cannot have samsara sambandha at all. Only for a person who is a samsari, you can talk of moksha to him. Therefore, samsara sambandha is not possible. That is the question of removing the sambandha for him to get moksha. So taking a relation is bhoga and removing the relationship is abhoga. Therefore, even if prakriti activity is purposeful, Purusha is the beneficiary, you cannot say. There is none to gain the benefit at all. Whether it's Purusha and Prakriti only are there. And the next concept of Sankhya philosophy is not acceptable. Shankaracharya says, let us assume that even though Purusha is a bhokta, enjoyer, and therefore capable of receiving the prayojana, let us assume. Shankaracharya asks the question, bhoktrutvam of Purusha, is it natural or superimposed? Bhoktrutvam. Let us assume that it is natural for Purusha. If you say that, swabhavika bhoktrutvam is there for Purusha and swabhavika kartrutvam is there for Prakriti, and whatever is natural cannot be eliminated by jnanam. Whatever is natural, inherent, cannot be eliminated by jnanam. How can jnanam remove what is swabhavikam or natural? Since prakriti is eternal karta and purusha is eternal bhokta, according to you, so Sankhya, the purusha will suffer all the time. He cannot gain moksha at all. It is then anirmoksha prasangaha. Yesterday we talked about it. Anirmoksha prasangaha, another defect. So this samsaritvam will continue forever. Your Sankhya darshanam will become meaningless. And the Sankhya philosopher, he introduces his philosophy for gaining moksha, and it is not possible under this condition.
So to avoid this problem, he may come around and say, Pradhanam cannot have natural bhoktrutvam, but aropita bhoktrutvam can be said. I told you, whether it is superimposed or natural. So it may not have natural bhoktrutvam, but it can have aropita bhoktrutvam, and whatever is aropitam, superimposed, can go away through jnanam. If this is accepted, where is the dosha? He will ask the question. Then Shankaracharya says, that is called Vedanta itself. You talk of Vedanta only and say Purusha is abhokta akarta. That's what we are telling. Atma is abhokta akarta. What you claim as Sankhya is good old Vedanta. We have been telling all the time. Once you say aropita bhoktrutvam is giving up of one's own stand and unknowingly entering into the field of Vedanta. When you say aropita bhoktrutvam, therefore, give up the swabhavika bhoktrutvam of Purusha. That is the conclusion Acharya makes to negate Sankhya's philosophy. That is the Acharya makes, as Acharya explains this in his bhashya. We will see the next sutra in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparasamaheshwaraha. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.